Chapter 10. Well, this was just great. The humans started to disperse, Arata and Oversay toward engineering, Rati going back to medical to get the pathology suite ready. Amina helped Tiago clear the meal trays off the table. He touched her shoulder. My daughter, are you sure you're all right to speak to this corporate?
I'm fine, uncle.
She was exasperated and did the shrugging, shoulders-flopping arms thing that illustrated that very well.
I don't think Elytra would try to hurt me. And she knows Sec Unit is here, and Art.
She glanced at me guiltily.
It said I could call it Art.
Of course it did. I felt the hinge of my jaw grind. Tiago squeezed Amina's shoulder.
Just be careful. I will,
Amina told him, already heading back into the prep area where the nearest recycler was.
I'm going to get her some fresh clothes. It'll give me an excuse to go in there.
Tiago looked at me and I looked at the wall. He said, I want to thank you for everything you did for Amina. Was it grudging or was I just in a terrible mood? I don't know. I have no idea, so I didn't respond. Amina came out with a packet of clothing from the recycler, and I followed her down the corridor toward Elytra's bunk room. From Art's camera view, Elytra had gotten up to get another container of water from the bathroom, so it was a good time for Amina to casually stroll in and offer the clothes. Then Art secured a private channel with me and said, I don't need your help.
That's not what you thought when you kidnapped me, I told it.
I meant, you don't have to speak to me if you don't want to.
Fine, whatever, I don't care. I said, do you want the fucking help or not?
Art dumped its archive on me, and I was immediately drowning in the giant mound of data that comprised its second-by-second status checks. Fortunately, after keeping track of the company's shit-tons of mined data, I knew how to deal with it. I started by defining what the gap in Art's memory archive might look like, which I was guessing would be a giant interruption in the constant incoming reports from subsystems like life support, navigation, etc. It was tricky, because for Art, these were not like discrete reports from connected systems, but more like the sensory input I would get from the pads on the tips of my fingers. It was a lot more complicated than the way my own archives stored data. But once I had an idea of what I was looking for, I constructed a query. I stopped at the top of the bunkroom corridor and let Amina go on alone. I didn't want Elytra to see me or to realize I was lurking out here, since I thought that might impede Amina's ability to get her to talk. Amina reached the hatch and sent Elytra a note on the feed.
Hello. I brought you some spare clothes. Can I come in?
While Elytra opened the hatch with the feed control, and they sorted through the clothes, I checked my inputs for the others. Arata and Oversay had stopped in the corridor that went toward the engineering module. Arata hugged Oversay, and Oversay kissed her and said into her ear,
You can do this, babe. You're a bulkhead.
I'm a wibbly bulkhead, Arata muttered.
The wibbliness was why I trusted Arata. Overconfident humans who don't listen to anybody else scare the hell out of me. Arata stepped back and smiled at Oversay.
Got to get to work.
Art had dispatched the medical gurney earlier, and it had been moving methodically around the ship, picking up messy, dead targets. Now it floated into medical where Rati waited, Tiago following it in. There was a lot of congealing blood and fluids.
Oh, this is not going to be fun, Rati muttered.
No,
Tiago agreed grimly.
I'll get the biohazard gear.
Art added to its action list,
repair and reactivate drones. Collect target drones for examination and destruction.
In the bunk room, Amina was asking,
How are you feeling? Better.
Elytra folded a jacket in her lap.
I know you're going to ask, but
We didn't know those implant things were in us. I don't remember that at all.
Interesting, Art said.
I was still mad, right? But it was interesting.
I said, because you have a gap in your memory archive?
Yes. It can't be the same cause, of course, but it's the same operational approach. Take a prisoner, cause a memory disruption.
I hate it when Art is right. It was the same operational approach, and we really needed to find out if the targets had used alien remnant tech to cause the memory disruptions or not. I said, the mix of outdated human technology and alien remnant could mean the stupid pre-Corporation Rim humans established a colony on an interdicted alien remnant site.
Not necessarily, Art said.
Before I could argue, it added, the site might have been undiscovered, not interdicted. Art had a lot stricter standards about what constituted evidence than humans did. It was always wanting to prove things actually existed before it would make plans for what to do about them.
Yes, it was annoying.
Art said, it's possible to theorize that something from the original pre-CR colony may have remained on the site when the corporate colonists arrived. But it seems strange that the later colonists would preserve and use outdated tech.
I didn't want to admit it, but Art wasn't wrong about that either. This tech wasn't useless, but I'd taken target control system down with an attack that was practically from ancient history. That's how I'd known about it, from watching historical dramas.
So the facts we know are that there was a human site in existence before the corporate colony, and that somebody found alien remnants at some point. Art created a feed graphic.
Yes, another one, labeled Perihelion and Sec Units Initial Suppositions, with an access list that included all the humans except Elytra.
The first bullet point was, Fact 1. Corporate colony was established on an early pre-Corporation Rim human occupation site. Questions. Are alien remnants present? If yes, were they original to the site or introduced later? Was the pre-CR site established because of the presence of alien remnants? Was the corporate colony established because of the presence of alien remnants? The humans all paused to read it.
Amina, listening to Elytra talk about her family, covered her moment of distraction with a cough. Elytra's family was in a hereditary indenture to Barish Estranza and was trying to build up enough employment credit to get her and her siblings and cousins transferred into management training.
I knew Amina well enough by now to recognize she was feigning polite interest to disguise horrified interest. My queries on Art's status data started returning results, and I backburnered everything to check them.
Huh.
Art had said it had one forced shutdown and reinitialize when its crew disappeared and the target showed up. Then a second forced shutdown when the target control system had deleted it. So when had target control system been loaded into Art's systems? Presumably its invasion of Art's systems had caused that first forced shutdown. Except there were more gaps than that. I wished Pin Lee was here, and though I hated to admit it, I wished Garothan was here too. Both were analysts, and while I was way better at it than they were, at least I could have shown them what I was looking at. I said, Art, look at this. I was aware enough of Art to know that it was doing several things at once, helping Arata and Oversay collect scans from what was left of the alien remnant on its drive, directing the med systems pathology unit for Rati, working on the translation of the target's language with Tiago, guiding the reinitialization and diagnostics of its damaged propulsion systems, plus monitoring all its other ongoing processes. But I suddenly had 86.3% of its attention. For Art, that was a lot. It examined my query results. A human in this situation would have said, "That's not possible." Art said,
"Intriguing."
I needed to put these in a timeline. I looked for major events like wormhole entrances and exits and navigation changes so I would know what they looked like in the status data. Art pulled generic examples for me, and I started another query set. In the bunk room, Amina had been cautiously working around to the subject of the colony. With a serious expression, she said slowly,
"Look, I know you don't want to reveal things that your corporate supervisors or whoever don't want you to, but we really need to know about this lost colony."
Elytra bit her lip.
"It's proprietary information."
"For fuck's sake." On our private feed connection, Amina sent,
"I'm not sure what she means by this. Somebody owns the information?"
"Yes," I told her. "She's afraid of her salvage corporation. She needs to be more afraid of being recaptured by the targets." Amina said,
"I understand that, but the targets, those gray people, they could show up again. Especially because no one knows how they got on this transport in the first place, or what happened to the crew."
She lifted her hands helplessly.
"Whatever happened to them could happen to us. And it's more likely the longer we're stuck here."
Elytra put her hand on her own shoulder as if trying to reach for the place where her implant had been.
"I thought the new people were the crew."
Art butted in with, "Tell her they are." Amina nodded earnestly.
"Sure, yes, they are. But we're... they're missing the crew members who were here when the targets took over the ship."
Elytra's frown deepened.
"Why can't we leave the system?"
"The normal space engines aren't working yet. But even if we could get to the wormhole, the transport won't let us go.
You heard it. It's programmed not to leave without its crew, the rest of the crew. And it's really mean. And determined."
On the feed, Amina said, "Sorry, Art."
"Apology accepted," Art said.
I felt its attention shift in the feed. Imagine it staring meaningfully at me. It could stare all it wanted. I'm not apologizing.
Amina added, "And we already know about some things, like the alien remnants around the pre-corporation Rim colony."
Both Art and I shut up. I know, I was surprised too, and waited to see if that would work.
"Oh."
Elytra slumped a little.
"I don't know very much. Ross and I were both environmental techs, and everything was need to know. Our briefing said the colony was originally seeded by an early polity, probably via cold sleep ship. It was discovered about 40 years ago and reseeded through the wormhole by a company called Adamantine Explorations that kept the location private. Then they went down in a hostile buyout, and the databases were destroyed."
Amina looked confused, and Elytra helpfully explained.
"Somebody was probably trying to force the incoming management to pay for the code keys to get the data. But you know, that's not a very good idea. They might take it out on the seized assets. And it's bad enough being bought out like that without the management coming in with a grudge against you."
Amina blinked a lot, apparently as an attempt to control her expression. I've tried it. It doesn't work very well. On the feed, she said,
"When she says seized assets, she means the employees, right? The people?"
"Correct," Art said.
Elytra continued, "But anyway, the storage media was saved, and Barish Estranza bought it at some point later, and they were able to recreate the data. And they launched this salvage project."
She hesitated.
"There were rumors about alien remnants. Supposedly some of the recovered data referenced them, but that could have just been rumors."
Amina said,
"So... what was Barish Estranza going to do about the alien remnants, if they were there? You have to have a special license to recover them, right? Even in the corporation rim?" "That's above my pay level."
Elytra touched the back of her neck uneasily. Physical reactions are supposed to be useful for determining whether humans are telling the truth or lying or are secretly planning to murder their whole survey team, etc. And sometimes they were. But also sometimes humans just secreted agitated brain chemicals for no apparent reason, or because something was physically wrong, like their digestive systems malfunctioning. But Art's scan of Elytra showed she was experiencing signs of physical distress when she talked about the implants.
"Was that what was in us?" she said. "Those implants? Did they have strange synthetics? Your coworker took one apart."
I pulled a preliminary report from Oversay's feed, mostly just the raw data she had collected for the scan. She hadn't had time to write up any notes from it.
"No, she said it was very simple tech."
Amina bit her lip, trying to look like she was thinking and not reading the feed. Art had completed the report and noted that the implants had no alien components, but that they might be receivers for a more esoteric transmitter. It had added, "Examine all target technology," to the group work list, and added the line, "2. Primitive human technology designed to work with alien power sources or strange synthetic materials to perihelion and sec unit suppositions chart."
"She thought it could have been connected to alien remnant tech."
Elytra slumped and looked sick. My query results for establishing a timeline of Art's forced shutdowns returned, and I matched them with the gaps I'd already identified. That was when I hit the first oh-shit moment. "Art," I said. Art took in my report. The moment of shock lasted less than 0.01 second, but subjectively, it seemed longer. Then Art did what I should have done first and spoke to Amina on our private feed connection. "Amina, leave that compartment." I added, "Now, Amina, it's potentially dangerous." Amina was agitated, but channeled it into squinting thoughtfully and pushing at her hair. She looked more like a human who had forgotten to do something rather than one who had just been told they were in danger.
"Oh, my uncle's calling me on the feed."
She pushed to her feet, backing toward the hatch.
"I'll check back with you later."
Elytra just nodded wearily. Amina let the hatch close and then ran down the corridor to me.
"What is it?"
she whispered. I took her arm and guided her around the corner. I was having a release of adrenaline from my organic parts, and I felt weird and cold. There was no way an implant could have been put into Amina. She'd never been out of my and Art's sight, but I scanned her again anyway. Art encountered the bearish Estranza transports before its first forced shutdown, I told her. Whatever attacked it and kidnapped its crew came from one of their ships. Amina's eyes widened.
"Oh, shit."
We had another meeting, this one in the feed, again with Elytra's connection cut. This time Art let me do the video conference image, but I was too rattled to make it fancy. Arata and Oversay were still in the engineering pod. Rati and Tiago were still in medical. Amina and I ended up sitting in the hatchway of the galley so I could be close if Elytra decided to do something other than lying in the bunk room like a traumatized recovering human. Which she might still be, even though we had evidence indicating against it. Amina was nervously eating processed imitation vegetable fragments out of a container from the galley. She had asked me to let her listen in on the conference, but to mark her feed as on private. She told me,
"If you need me to do something, I'll do it. But a lot of things have happened, and I just need a minute."
Tiago asked where she was, and I said, "In the restroom." And she glared at me. "I am not your social secretary, Amina. You want a better lie? Make up one yourself." I had converted my timeline into a format humans and augmented humans could read, annotated it, and put it up in the feed. It showed that Art's initial arrival in this system via the wormhole was its last substantiated memory. After that, everything was a reconstruction based on the status data. It looked like 1. Art's arrival in the system. 2. Art receives a distress signal with a Barish Astronza Corporation signature. Sensors show one contact, a configurable explorer ship. There is no sign of the second BE vessel, the supply transport, that Ross and Elytra said they were aboard when they were attacked. The distress call is marked as a request for medical assistance. 3. Art tractors the BE Explorer's shuttle into its module dock. 4. Unsubstantiated, but probably bad stuff happens. 5. BE Explorer then links up with Art's module dock, presumably to take Art's crew prisoner and leave the targets on board if the targets hadn't already boarded via the shuttle. I'd taken a look at the shuttle via Art's cameras, and going down to search it was next on my action list. 6. Art leaves the system via the wormhole. 7. Art exits the wormhole at Preservation Station after a trip barely lasting an impossible 3 hours, telling us the alien remnant tech was definitely in place on its engines at that point. 8. After sending and receiving communications from Preservation Station, Art goes into standby for 5 ship cycles. Art then targets our facility when it arrives, firing multiple times, missing spectacularly due to supplying faulty targeting data to its own weapon systems. I couldn't tell exactly when target control system had been uploaded to Art's systems, but it was before this point because the status updates told the story of a subtle but intense battle over the weapons. Art's crew had been held hostage for its good behavior, but it hadn't been willing to kill our survey team even after it knew it had me in its tractor. Target control system must have figured out who was jogging its arm every time it tried to fire, because that was when Art had been deleted, causing the equivalent of a giant seismic event in its status updates. I could see the others on Art's cameras, digesting the information with increasingly concerned expressions. Oversay said, "So, the memory Perihelion had of firing on a corporate transport never actually took place?" Art didn't answer. I think it was upset. I was also upset, but somebody had to be the adult here. I was used to Art being the adult. I said, "From the navigation sensor and status data I reviewed, weapons were not fired until Art encountered our facility in preservation space. And there is no archival video or interior sensor data of the docking with the BE Explorer, or of the arrival and docking of the shuttle Elytra and Ross said they were aboard." I didn't like to say it aloud, but I had to. Art was compromised not long after the first contact with the Explorer and its shuttle. Something first removed and then significantly altered sections of its personal memory. The humans were quiet, taking that in. Then Rati said, "Poor Art. Excuse me, poor Perihelion." Arata grimaced in agreement. "It's disturbing. The BE Explorer must have arrived in the system first and was attacked. Taken over? By our friends, the targets. But if the supply transport actually exists, where is it now?" Oversay frowned. "It might have been destroyed. We have to assume Perihelion's crew are being held prisoner on the Explorer." "Is the Explorer armed?" Rati asked worriedly. "I hate being shot at." Again, Art didn't answer. I said, "Probably." For a reclamation project in a technically uninhabited system, it would be easier for Barish Astronza to afford a license and bond for an armed ship. Tiago paced in front of the med platform, his arms folded. "Perihelion and I have translated the speech that SEC unit recorded, and it was confusing at best. The targets, and we are going to have to come up with something else to call them, spoke of a need to complete their mission, but never said what the mission was." Rati added, "And they all have implants like Elytra's." The other humans looked like they didn't know what to think about that. I didn't know what to think about it either. Arata said, "But could you tell if there was alien remnant exposure?" "The scan isn't showing anything that matches the list of known strange synthetics or organic alien remnants." Rati glanced at Tiago for confirmation. "But that doesn't eliminate the possibility." Tiago said, "Statistics suggest there are many undiscovered alien remnant sites, and many others that no one has been able to get close enough to analyze their component materials. And the scan is turning up traces of unidentifiable elements in their bodies. We can't tell if they're naturally occurring elements or strange synthetics until we have planetary survey data to compare them to." Rati gestured and sent some scan results into the feed for the others to look at. "And those suits they're wearing do have a factory code stamped on them. I can't read it, and Perihelion's database can't identify it, though that might be because of the reinitialization or the memory archive issues. But I suspect they came in the supplies for one of the two colonies, either the original one or the corporate colony seeded by Adamantine." Tiago said, "What we do know for certain is that the targets were altered to look as they do. We don't know if they did it to themselves or if it was an accidental exposure to a dangerous alien remnant. If they weren't all dead, we could ask them." Yeah, that was aimed at me. "If they weren't all dead, they'd be trying to kill us or stick implants in us," Amina grumbled, still off feed and crunching vegetable matter. Oversay spread her hands. "Where does this leave Elytra? Were Sec Unit and Amina meant to rescue her and her friend? Were they meant to be spies, possibly?" "I think that's too far-fetched." Arata's forehead scrunched in thought. "The targets couldn't have any idea Sec Unit would be capable of seizing control of the ship when they brought it aboard. They thought they were looking for a weapon, not a person. So why set an elaborate trap with spies?" Oversay slumped in her chair, frustrated.
"Right, that's true."
She looked tired. "I suspected it was a bad idea to have a meeting when all the humans were running out of brain capacity." Rati added, "I think Elytra is telling the truth, that her memories were altered, just like Perihelion's were."
"You just want to believe the best about everyone," Oversay said, still a little skeptical.
Rati snorted. "No, that's Tiago. I'm optimistic, but a realist." Tiago looked mildly insulted.
"No, that's me,"
Arata corrected and smiled at Oversay.
"I'm an optimist."
"We know, honey."
Oversay squeezed her shoulder. Tiago said, "Amina, are you back on the feed? What is your opinion of Elytra? Do you think she told you the truth, that she didn't remember what happened?" Amina seemed surprised to be asked for an opinion, but she swallowed what she was eating and said on the general feed,
"At first I thought so. They were both so worried about proprietary information and getting in trouble, that seemed real to me. Now, I don't think she's afraid enough."
She was frustrated, trying to think how to explain.
"I think she's either lying or something has messed with her mind so much that she doesn't know what happened, and now she's afraid to admit it."
Arata looked up at the ceiling.
"Perihelion, can you tell us anything else? What do you think happened?"
Art hadn't said anything, and that was beginning to worry me. Art likes to give its opinion, and I'm not even sure likes is the right word there, but basically, Art gives its opinion whether you like it or not. It was beginning to feel strange that it hadn't weighed in yet to tell the humans they were missing something obvious, or weren't approaching the problem the right way or whatever. When it still didn't respond, I said, "Art is trying to reassemble its log data right now. It'll be out of contact for a short time." Amina squinted suspiciously at me.
"Is that true?"
she whispered. I made a gesture I was hoping she would interpret as, "Please don't tell them I'm lying." Arata said,
Thank you, Sec Unit.
She scratched her fingers through her short hair like she was trying to get her thoughts together. This was definitely a problem. The humans needed to recharge, or sleep, or whatever, or their decision-making abilities would be even worse than usual. She continued, So, right, none of this fundamentally changes our objectives. We still need to find Perihelion's crew, but at least now we know our first step is to track down the Explorer.
I was hoping Art would comment, even if it was going to say something like, or else. But there was nothing.
Tiago had been looking thoughtful, which I tried not to see as a bad sign. He said, Arada, I'd like to get Elytra back into medical for a thorough neurological scan. Also, that will give me a chance to speak to her myself. I'll review Amina's full report, and then see if I can get us any more information.
Arada told Tiago, Good idea.
Optimism aside, we need to know if she's lying and plotting something, or if she genuinely thinks she's telling the truth. Let's try to get as much information as we can before anything else happens.
I established a private connection to Arada's feed and told her, You all need a rest period.
Arada hesitated, then she winced and rubbed her temple.
You're probably right about that. I'll talk to the others.
I put the vid display back on standby. Amina scraped the last vegetable matter out of the container and said,
Is Art really working on something?
Sure, I said. She stared at me. Maybe.
I secured a channel just for the three of us, me, Art, and Amina. I sent, Art, answer me. You're scaring Amina.
Ugh, I needed to be honest or this wouldn't help.
I added, You're scaring me.
It was a relief when Art said, I'm continuing the repair of my normal space drive and examining long-range system scan data to determine possible search patterns for the Explorer.
Are you okay? Amina asked.
No, Art said.
I hadn't expected Art to admit it. Really hadn't expected.
Right. So, that isn't good.
Amina took a breath, visibly regrouping, and nodded. Sure, I can see that. But we're not any worse off now than we were before you two figured this out. In fact, we're better off, because now we're helping you find out exactly what happened. And it's always better to have more information to act on.
Her glance at me was wry.
My second mother says that.
Art pinged me for a private connection, and I let it establish one. It said, My crew.
What if they never left?
I knew what it meant. I said, Art, there was nothing indicating that humans were killed or injured on board. I checked. It was the first thing I checked for in the quarters module. There was nothing, and you've scanned yourself. The targets trashed some cabins and left debris and their own fluids. They wouldn't have cleaned up after it. I hesitated, but I had to be completely honest about what I thought or Art would know. They wouldn't have cleaned up after a mass murder. I've seen mass murders, Art. They leave a lot of mess. It didn't reply, but I could feel it listening. I said, Once we get your drones fixed, we can have them check again for biotraces, but I don't think we'll find anything. I think that whatever happened, your humans were fine when they left here.
Art said, Is that an indication they left voluntarily?
It was a point to consider. Doing what Art would normally do, if it wasn't emotionally compromised, and looking at just the verifiable data, we didn't know if the crew had been abducted, left voluntarily, or escaped. Since Art's two shuttles were still docked, we knew the crew hadn't used them to leave. Or the crew could have tried to escape and been spaced. I wasn't going to mention it because Art had to know that it was a possibility. But it might have eliminated it from its decision tree, knowing it couldn't function otherwise. There was no point in considering it. Not now. We had to search until we found an answer. If that was the answer, we'd deal with it then.
I said, "We need to do a full inventory, particularly of your hand weapons storage. If your crew had to abandon you when the targets compromised your systems, they may have forced their way on board the Explorer." The pause was long, 3.4 seconds. Then Art said, "Agreed." And it hit me then that Art had been desperate and terrified since the moment the bearish Astronza Explorer had sidled up and done whatever it had done. It had tricked its captors into taking it to me, not because it had some kind of grand strategy, but because it needed me. I hate emotions. On the private channel between Art and me, I said, "I apologize for calling you a fucker." It said, "I apologize for kidnapping you and causing potential collateral damage to your clients." Amina was watching me, her brows drawn together.
"Are you two talking?"
"Yes." I had to look at the wall now. Amina was still worried.
"Are you fighting again? Or are you making up? Because it looks exactly the same from the outside."
"We're making up," Art told her.
"Good!"
Amina looked relieved.
"Good. Right. What's next on our list?"